And it is the second Sunday of Advent. Last week, we talked about the great prophecy from the book of Deuteronomy, preached on in Acts chapter 3, that God would send a prophet. And today it is time to continue to tell the story of the Savior's birth. Now, you remember well how the story from which Paul just read an excerpt, how it all began. There was this old man. Now, I want you to know, as time goes on, I begin to appreciate old men more and more and more. But this guy was really old. That's what the scripture says. His name was Zechariah. He and his wife, who was just as old as he, were barren. Means they could not have children. And everyone assumed that they were cursed because they could not have children. That's the way people looked at it back then. You didn't have a kid in your marriage, God's curse was on you. Zechariah was a priest. And one day, he was on duty in the temple. And he was picked from among all of the priests who were serving in the temple on that day to be the one who went into the holy place to burn incense as was required to the Lord. So he went into the holy place and he started offering the incense. And before he really knew what was going on, Gabriel, the angel Gabriel, came to him. And the angel gave the old guy a message. The angel told Zechariah that he and his wife Elizabeth, despite the fact that they were too old for it to happen, were going to have a baby. I don't know how Zechariah and Elizabeth felt about that. What I can tell you is, being on the verge of retirement, I am not sure that the news would be welcomed. They would have a baby, the angel said. They would name him John, and he would prepare the way for the Messiah, for the prophet, for the Savior. But the old guy did not believe that what the angel said was true. He demanded that the angel give him a sign that would prove that his words were true. So Gabriel gave the old man a sign. Gabriel gave Zechariah the sign Zechariah so badly desired. The old man was struck dumb. He was rendered unable to speak from that moment until the day about which the passage which Paul read to you about speaks, whichever one of my kids it was. Now, Here's the point of this, okay? It's the first lesson for today. Be careful when you speak to an angel. You find yourself alone with an angel, you better be careful how you treat the angel. You got to be careful when you speak to an angel, particularly if you don't believe what the angel is saying. He might just give you a sign to prove that he can indeed be trust it. Now, I don't know how Zechariah felt about it all. I know, being an old man, I would be overwhelmed if the angel came to me and told me Lois and I were going to have a baby. Okay? And I might find that difficult to believe. I might not actually look at that as being a good thing from my perspective. I can tell you that being struck dumb for 9 months would kill me. She only thinks she would be happy. Now, it was 8 days after the birth of the baby, the passage Paul read to you, 8 days after the baby's birth, the time for his circumcision. The family was gathered for this important religious event. And when it came time for the baby to be named, everyone assumed that he would be named after his father, that the baby would be called Junior. Okay? That's what they thought. But Elizabeth insisted that they name the baby John. It means gracious gift. Now, when she said, no, we're going to name the baby John, everyone looked aghast. They were shocked. See, normally, you name the baby after the first baby after his father. It was the practice of the time. And Zechariah and Elizabeth had been barren, and now there's a baby, and she wants to call it John? There's just a touch of scandal in the story here. And people are looking at Elizabeth and saying, who's John? There's nobody in your family who is named John. Why would you choose to name this baby John? So in shock, they turned to Zechariah. He was going to clear up the confusion. But to their surprise, Zechariah agreed with Elizabeth. The baby would be named John. I could give you a little clue here. It would be named John just as the angel had said. Zechariah was not messing with the plan. And it was at that very moment, the very moment when Zechariah accepted the plan of God and stopped resisting it, that the words spoken by the angel came true and his tongue was set free. His ability to speak returned. Now, you're getting the plan, right? I mean, at the point. You're seeing it. It's unfolding before you. You're not missing it. See, it happened just as the angel said it would happen. Zechariah and Elizabeth were blessed with a son. It was impossible, and yet it happened to them by the grace of God. Even the sign was as the angel said it would be. The old man could not speak until the baby was named, according to the instructions sent to him from God. Lesson number 2 for the day. Will you please stop fighting the plan of God? I'm going to say something here. You might be an old man, and you may not want a baby in your old age. It might actually mess up your plan for retirement really big. It might. It might not seem at all good to you at 70 years old to suddenly be responsible for raising a little one for 20 years. It might not seem like a good thing. But if it is the plan of God, from it will come good. It has to. It isn't even questionable. The scripture itself says it. All things work together for good. Some things. All things. So when you can't see what God is doing, and the angel of the Lord appears to you and says, "You do, boom," and you're tempted to say, "No, thanks." Stop resisting the plan of God. Trust the plan of God. Assume, just for a minute, assume that God knows what God is doing. And that from His plan will come your good. Just trust the plan of God. Don't panic. Don't jump off the cliff. Do not run around like a chicken with your head cut off. Trust the plan of God. See, we all know the truth, don't we? We all do know that God does know what He is doing. And that when the fullness of time comes, the plan of God will be made plain. And when we see it, we'll say, "Thank you, Father."